The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja, Ajalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather on this evening and on these nights to commemorate the tragedy that befell upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tonight we remember the two children of Abdullah bin Ja'far al-Tayyar and the children of Zainab, Aun and Muhammad. Two young boys. According to certain narrations, some say they were 10 and 12. Some say 9 and 11, Allahu A'lam, but they were young, yeah, with Aun being the older. But you know, tonight as we tell their martyrdom and we tell their story, I want us today to cry for Zainab alayhi salam. Because Zainab had to sacrifice so much. Karbala is successful because of the stand of Aba Abdullah and the perseverance of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. And so my father and mother be sacrificed for Zainab. You know, their Zainab has so many beautiful titles. Zainab has the title of Zahida. Zainab has the title of Aqilatu Bani Hashim, the one with the most intellect. Yeah. She has the title of Alima bi ghayri Muallima, yeah? The Alima, the one who is a scholar without having been taught. But you know the most heart-wrenching of titles? Zainab is called Ummul Masai. The mother of those who have seen Musiba. The mother of those who have seen difficulties. You know, Zainab saw more difficulties than Imam al-Hussein alayhi. Zainab's difficulties was when she began when she was a young child, when Rasulullah was in his deathbed. And she saw how the Ummah disrespected the Prophet in his own house. Afterwards, she was present when they came and slapped the face of Fatima al-Zahra. And when Fatima would cry out, ya Abata, Zainab watched the cries of her mother. She endured it. She saw how the religion of Islam changed in 25 years. She was there in Kufa when Ali was struck on the head by the Mal'oon. And when Ali was being brought back to the house, you know, the riwayat, some say that he saw Zainab from the corner of his eyes. My heart, you know, asks, wonders, because Ali was so beautiful that if he said to Hassan and Hussein, put me down, let me walk the rest of the way, they would say, ya Bata, how? She says, I don't want Zainab to see this yet. Zainab has more to see. Zainab saw her brother Hassan being poisoned. And the effects of those poisons. Zainab saw how the lash of Hassan left the house and they shot arrows that she endured, huh? She endured all of this. And then we come to Karbin Wabala. And what Zainab alayhi salam had to endure in Karbala. You know, on the night of Ashura, we see how companions used to encourage each other, how mothers used to encourage their children who are about to go the next day. You know, I think about that too. Imagine the hearts of the mothers in Karbala. knowing that the next day the children that they had raised were going towards martyrdom, and they encouraged, they didn't come with any weakness for their children, they encouraged their children. And likewise Zainab must have encouraged Aun and Muhammad, reminding them, "Oh Aun, oh Muhammad, you have the blood of Ali bin Abi Talib flowing through you. Oh Aun, oh Muhammad, you have the blood of Ja'far al-Tayyar flowing through you. You will be my sacrifice tomorrow for Imam alayhi salam." We say salam to you, Ya Ummul Masail. Salam to you. Because this is not the only thing you will sacrifice. You will sacrifice your hijab, Zainab. You will sacrifice every your freedoms, Zainab. There is more sacrifice that you have to give. On the day of Ashura, when all the companions had gone, it became time for the Banu Hashim to go. You know, it was the custom and the way of Imam al-Hussein. Not a custom. It was the heart of Hussein. That whenever his nephews would come, he would not let them go, huh? He wouldn't. Qasim would come. We'll talk about Qasim tomorrow. Imam would not let Qasim go. The sons of Muslim came. Imam would not let the sons of Muslim go. Aun and Muhammad came. There is no way the Imam alayhi salam let Aun and Muhammad go. I wonder if every time Zainab saw Aun and Muhammad, she would say, "My sons, why are you still alive? You are my sacrifice. Go, go and sacrifice your lives." I wonder if Zainab would come to Imam al-Hussein at this time and say to her brother, "Oh Aba Abdullah, have I ever asked you for anything? Have I ever asked you for anything before? Today I ask you to take my children and let them be sacrificed." It is said these two boys went out and they fought bravely. These were the boys who were trained by Abul Fadl al-Abbas. These were the boys who were trained by Ali ibn al-Akbar. They had Ali's blood. They fought. According to certain narrations, Aun killed 13. Muhammad killed 10. But the end of the day, these were boys. They were surrounded and eventually they were struck down. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam with the companions brings the boys back to the Khaymaqah. You know, my brothers and sisters, that when Ali ibn al-Akbar fell, Zainab ran out to the body of Ali ibn al-Akbar screaming, "Ya Habiba! Yabna Akha, oh my dear, oh the son of my brother." But I searched with all my heart, that when Aun and Muhammad fell, Zainab did not come out. Zainab could not be found. Why? I wonder if Zainab was sitting in her khaymah saying to Allah, "Ya Allah, taqabbal minna hadhal qurban, accept from me this sacrifice." But look at the akhlaq of Zainab too. Zainab knew that if she would cry for her children, this would hurt the heart of Imam al-Hussein. Like we said yesterday, there are layers of akhlaq even in shahadat of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Zainab knew that if she ever had her brother here, "Ya Auna, Ya Muhammada," Hussein would have felt that, "I wish I hadn't let them go." And so Zainab never cried. But my brothers and sisters, there was a time when Zainab returned back to Medina. There will be a time when Zainab returns back to Medina, and that she sits with her husband Abdullah, and then she sees the two little beds of her children. At this time, Zainab will cry for Aun and Muhammad. At this time, she will weep over the sacrifice. My brothers and sisters, I wish I wish this was the end of the musibah of Aun of Sayyidah Zainab. But this is not why only she is called Ummul Masaib. The musibah of Zainab continues much more after this. She will still have to see the hands of Abbas being cut. She will still have to see the arrow pierce the throat of Ali ibn al-Aswad. She will still have to see Imam al-Hussein bid farewell. The only male helper left, Imam, would go. But the musibah of Kufa and Sham is waiting for you, Zainab. The difficulties of being taken as prisoners, behijaba, without hijab, without a male protector to be there. You know, this musibah, my brothers and sisters, this musibah of Kufa to Sham was something that the Ahlul Bayt never ever forgot, and it hurt them more than even the shahadat of Imam al-Hussein. You know, it is said Imam Sajjad would cry, he would lament, until Abu Hamza al-Samali comes to him. He says, Ya Sayyidi, ma hadha al-buka? What is this crying, Sayyidi? Your uncle Hamza was a shaheed. Imam Ali was a shaheed. Imam al-Hasan was a shaheed. Inna qatla lakum al-aada wa karamatukum min Allahi shahada. He says to them that qatl, martyrdom, is a way of lineage for you. It's a legacy for you, and it is an honor from Allah. The Imam says, Shakarakallah ya Aba Hamza. That what you say is true, O Aba Hamza. That indeed, martyrdom is a legacy for us. It is an honor for us. But he says, Ya Aba Hamza. Ya Aba Hamza, have you ever heard women and children from the Aal of Rasulullah being taken as prisoners the way my aunt Zainab was? He says that every time I see my aunt Zainab, every time I see my sisters, I can see them running from tent to tent trying to... Wa Zainaba. ومظلوما فسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.
I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.